Okay, so today is April 15th, 2015, and we're going to do lesson number 192. Go ahead and lie on your backs. We'll get started. So lying on your backs with your arms long, your legs long. Take a moment to settle into yourself and start to become aware of yourself and aware of how you're lying on the floor, starting to sense, feel, and notice the contact that you're making with the floor right now. How your shoulder blades are resting, the pelvis, how you sense your spine. How you sense your legs, the space behind your legs. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then take another moment to bring some awareness and attention onto your breath and your breathing. Okay, so why don't you just look, this is the easiest way, is just to roll straight over, and you're first going to come to your hands and knees, and once you're here, you're going to bring your right foot up to standing, and then what we're going to work with to begin with is the left foot. So just doing some gentle movements of bringing the toes into the runner's position, and then taking them down. And as you do this, really feel, and you can even do this upright, you know, so we're gonna come upright, that's it, is you really wanna have equal weight on your left knee and your right foot, okay? So you don't wanna be leaning forward, bending over, I don't know, but looking for equal weight. So again, let the top of the foot flatten, and then curl the toes, flatten. Now keeping the toes curled, and again, this is why it's important there's weight here, you're gonna reach back, and very gently, you're gonna give a little weight onto this left heel, and you're gonna feel it between the big toe and the second toe. Huh?
This is my toe that doesn't curl that way.
Okay, so just be careful. And then what you're going to do is you're going to move the heel left and right. Okay? And you should feel this is shifting the lower leg. Yeah, and if you need to, like Corinne, if you want to bring the right hand down to the floor in front, and it helps if you're looking. You can even come to your calf and play with turning the calf. Flatten it again. Bring it up. Go real, real gentle, Marlene. Excellent. Okay, bring the right leg down. Let's come back to our hands and knees. And bringing equal weight onto your hands as your knees. You're going to lift your spine and drop your head to round. And then lower your belly, arch your back. Lift. And lower. And as you do this just a couple more times, just notice in the background if there's any difference in the way that each foot is resting. For example, my left foot, the top of my foot feels a little flatter just from those few movements we just did. And now we're going to go to the other leg. So you're going to bring your left foot to stand. And you're going to bring your weight onto your right knee. And again, equal weight. And then we're going to tuck the toes and flatten them. Tuck the toes, flatten. Keeping the toes tucked, reaching back. And again, you give a little weight so that you really start to feel pressure between the big toe and the second toe. So you're leaning a little bit on that right heel, and you're going to roll it out and in. Really pay attention also to that pinky toe. And if you want, you can move the calf in and out. And noticing, just like Marlene did, which foot immediately is more challenging around bending and putting weight between the big toe and second toe. Come back, bring your hands forward, bring the left knee back down so you're on all fours. And again, let's just pause for a moment, feeling the top of the feet. And then now let's tuck both feet at the same time. So you tuck and flatten. Tuck the toes for running and flatten. And then we're going to tuck and walk the butt back a little bit as if to sit on those heels. And then coming up onto both knees, both feet tucked. Reaching back, let's start with the right foot. You're going to reach back, and again, you're going to put some pressure there. So you really feel like when you reach back and grab onto the heel, the pressure is between the big toe and second toe. Come forward, and then again, Marlene, gentle, do it with the other foot. And let's alternate. Adding a little pressure to the right, a little pressure to the left. Doing okay? Okay. And let's have you roll over and rest on your backs. Okay, so you're going to stay on your backs now, and you're going to bring both legs up to standing, so please bend that, sit, both feet, and we're going to start with your feet. Can you hear me? No? Both feet flat, and using both of your feet, You're going to press them into the floor, and you're going to lift your pelvis high in the air. Bring all the weight onto your shoulder girdles. That's it. So you feel way up the shoulders and the neck. Way, way up, as high as you can lift, keeping the feet flat, and then lower back down. So just do that a few times. Really high. So really get a sense that you end up shifting the weight up on your shoulder girdle area. That's it. And now keep the weight up there. Stay up there. Hold it. Okay, and now start to walk the right foot, right heel back towards your right butt. Don't drop your pelvis. Just walk it back. That's it. And as you do, the heel comes up. So that's fine. So you come on those toes again. That's it, Corinne. Perfect. And now bring it back, and let's do that with the left foot. This is why it's so important to have the weight on the shoulders. Nope, you can use your hand if you want. Take the left foot out and do it one more time with the right. Make sure you're still breathing. Take it out, left. Okay, let that go and rest. Legs long. Huh?
That was a good exercise.
Lengthen your legs and rest. Okay, you're going to do the same thing. We're going to start off the same way. So bend your knees. Now what's really important is that your feet are parallel lined up with your butt. So you're going to first lift, and we're going to start with the left. All the weight is on the shoulders. And then you're going to bring that left foot, and you want it to sit underneath your left buttock. So I actually want you to start placing the left butt to sit on the heel. And with your hand, you can use your left hand. So it really encourages, I know Marlene, go gentle, the bend in the big toe and second toe. Now, okay. Slide out, lower the pelvis. And let's do the other side. Lift the pelvis, then bring the right heel, lift it up under the left butt. The right butt, sorry. You're on the big toe, second toe. You can use your right hand to hold the arch. And you're stabilizing with the other leg. And come back down. And what I'd like you to do is go through this a couple more times. Really taking your time. So you first lift, then you're going to bring the left foot. So as it comes back, right, the heel lifts, and I want your butt on your heel. Because the next piece is to become aware of the left thigh, the left quad, right? This is where you're gonna use your shoulders, because we're gonna start stretching that leg forward. So that knee's going to rock forward, and you need to use the shoulder blades, the shoulder girdle, that support. Okay, and then you slide that one out. And then we do the same thing on the right. Slide it out. Again, let's do one more time. And then we will rest. And it's really interesting to observe, you know, where are your stressors? Is it in the ankle, the toes, the quad? Be really careful around your knee. And when you're done with that set, lengthen your legs and rest. I know. Boy, will they be happy to rest. And one of the things to observe in resting is, did your back flatten out?
No. It does not feel like it. In fact, anything it feels like it's more.
Good. So if your pelvis is not flatter, that's kind of an indication right now that you need to open up your quads more. So probably your knees were jetted towards the ceiling still.
Where were they supposed to be jetted?
Down towards the floor. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to, there's time here to review. We're going to go back and forth. So rest for another minute. Corinne, where is everyone?
We got food by the way. Either that or they've left town. No idea. Yeah, but now the mud season might really be starting.
Right. Okay, back onto our hands and knees. So bring your heads towards me, right, so you can hear. Back on your hands and knees, and let's just start with curling the toes, dropping them, curling the toes. Now, keeping here, once again, let's bring the right foot to stand. Let's bring a little pressure here. And when you move in and out, it changes the pressure. Bring the right knee back down. Bring the left foot up. And then bring that knee down. And keeping both feet tucked, coming up. So again, it's this idea that we've talked about before, that you need to bring the belly forward and your hand will just lightly weight bear. Coming back up and weight bearing. Make sure as you alternate, you're pushing the belly forward. That's again going to help these thighs and quads to open up, right? So you're not leaning way back here. Now, let's try this. Can you bring the right back? Keep it there, bring the left for a second, bring it away, bring the right away. We'll try it again. Right hand, left, come away, come away. Right hand, left, come away, come away. Now we'll try the left side. Left side, then right, left, right. Left, right, right, left. Left, right, that's it. Yeah. Well, the more that this opens, the less you require on the toe, too. Think of it that way. So, okay, I'm going to really open here so it's easier. So now go back both, if you can. Up. Okay. Back to your hands. Flatten the feet. And curl the toes. Let's do that a couple times. And again, you're just looking to notice more of a quality of ease and smoothness. Go ahead and flatten and see if you can sit back. For this, yes. But they can also go out. I mean, we can do both. But okay, come up. Let's let that go. Go ahead and roll over and let's rest on your backs. Okie dokie. From here, you're going to come onto your stomach. And let's, this time, we'll start with the right leg. So you can use your left hand to be under your forehead. And then we're going to bend your right knee, so the right foot is up, and you're going to reach back. And I actually want you to grab from here, if you see in the mirror, I'd like you to grab more the heel. So don't grab around the top of the foot and pull the toes. Instead, I want you to grab the heel, okay? And you can even use your left hand to prop your head up, your chin up. It may make it a little easier, okay? And begin to make circles with the left heel and the left lower leg. That's it. And then change directions. Come back to neutral. And then again, just holding on to the heel. The tendency is for the toes to be jetted to the ceiling. So pull the toes down towards your shin. And from here, holding on, you're going to lift your knee. Okay, so I I don't want the toes up to the ceiling. And you can let that go, and you're gonna do it again. So you pull the toes, flex the foot. You're just holding the heel. So your thumb is on the outside, your forefingers are on the inside, and then you're gonna push to lift that quad and stretch it out. Let it go. We'll try it again. Flex the foot and lift. Excellent. Let's let that go. And let's just rest on your stomach for a minute. Okay, let's go ahead and try the same thing on the left side. Use your right hand under your chin if you want to support your face. Again, the tendency is to pull on the arch, and I want your right hand, or your left hand, excuse me, around the left heel. The thumb is on the inside, and the rest of the fingers are around the outside. And again, it's always good to look in the mirror. What?
I said, I think I was doing it backwards.
It's always, challenge. See what your foot's doing. So again, flex the foot, and then you're going to make circles. Making a circle around the knee and the hip. Go the other way. Excellent. And then come back. Again, really flex the foot. Hold on to the heel. And then you get a lift. And it's not a high lift. When you lift, you want to feel a stretch, an opening in the quad and the hip, and then you lower it. This means too that the left shoulder blade has to slide down your back. You're breathing and just noticing if one quad is tighter than the other, but you really want to refrain. Flexing that foot keeps you from pulling the heel to the butt. Okay. Let it go. Let's rest again. You can rest with your head to either side, your arms up comfortably. Okay, so from here, with your legs long, we're going to go back to just to the movement of tucking the toes under. And see if you can think of it this way, right? Be really aware of the top of the feet. And so it's like you're pulling the top of the feet towards your shin, right, to get you to that runner's position. And then you slide them out. So you don't have to do a big lift. You know, with the lower leg, it's literally sliding and curling the toes over to come to the runner's position. And from there, can you push the big toe and second toes into the ground, and you pop the knees up, and you can oscillate yourself up and down, rock yourself back and forth. Just do that a few times, let the feet slide out, pause. Rest for a moment, and then we'll do it again. So you just think of the nails sliding up to the shin, curling the toes under, popping the knees up, and oscillating yourself. And then letting it go. Again, curl up the toes, flip them over. Pop the knees up, drive those heels back, bring that pressure to the big toe, second toe, oscillate. Excellent. Roll onto your backs and rest. It's awesome. It's amazing, these different positions. And you go from your stomach to your knees and then back onto your back. And it's just the weight gets distributed a different way. It's really powerful. Okay, bend those knees. Let's try this time starting with the right leg. So you're gonna, as you start to lift the pelvis, walk the right heel back. As you do, the heel comes up, right? And all the weight is now bending between all those metatarsals, right? But the bulk of your weight is between the big toe and the second toe. And you can use your right hand to hold the ankle. In fact, you're gonna slide the left under now. You're gonna use both hands, and you're gonna move the heel a little bit right and left. So you really have to use your left leg to hold you up. So move the heel in and out. So when you move the heel in, it really brings the weight to the big toe. And the whole arch changes, right? And these are very small but significant movements, okay? And then you really find the place that you can weight there, and then Marlene, really think, both you and Corinne, the knee is going to go down and forward. So instead of pointing to the ceiling, it starts to go down. I know, that's the stretch in the quad. And when that stretches out, the back gets flatter. Okay? Excellent. Okay, let's let that go. And you know what? Let's just go all the way into a rest. It's a lot of work. Bend your knees again, feet standing, and let's go to the left foot. So again, you use that right foot to stabilize. So you bring the left foot right underneath so that the left foot is underneath your left buttock so that the left heel's up. And at first your butt's kind of resting on it, but lift your butt a little bit so you could slide that right hand underneath. And again, you're gonna move the heel out and in. So when you bring it in, it really brings a lot of more pressure to the big toe. And this tells you a lot about what you're doing in walking. So if it's hard to be on that toe, you're gonna roll more to the outside, which really can mess up the arch. Okay, keeping it somewhere stable in the center, holding on with both hands. Can you start to drive the left thigh forward? So it's not pointing towards the ceiling anymore. The pelvis lifts more. You use that right foot and your shoulders, those are your three points of contact, to promote opening this hip and these quads.
Okay. I feel like I'm really getting a lot of bend in this toe.
Okay. Woo! Pause it, and let's rest. So again, as soon as you come out of that, if you were able to get your knee to go a little more forward, right now your back keeps getting longer and flatter, because that shows you when the hips are tight, how much it tightens the lower back. So we're gonna try it again. So Let's bend the legs. Let's again go back over to the right. And like in all lessons, take your time. So you're using both hands to reach down for that right ankle. You move the heel in and out a little bit. Try to make it centered over the big toe. If you roll out, start to drive that knee forward. Use your shoulders if you have to. The shoulder girdle and the elbows. Get that thigh to open up. Come out of it. Slowly, take your time, no rush. You can stay there as long as you want. It's just real important to listen to yourself. And then we're going to go back once again over to the left side in a moment. Bend your legs. Lift your pelvis. Get that left foot to come back. Heels up. Using both hands, so the right hand is under your back. Right? You use that right leg to really lift the pelvis, so that you can get the weight right where it needs to be. Use your elbows and your shoulders. Start to drive the left knee forward. Slowly let it go. Rest. Let's try one more time. Come on, ladies, let's go back to the right side. Yeah, so if it's hurting your knee, lift your pelvis higher and think of the hip. It'll take it out of the knee. Okay, let it go. We'll shift back over. And let's go to the left side. Great. Okay, so when you're done, let it go. We'll go back to resting. So to answer your question, Corinne, if you're making progress, each time your back should feel longer and flatter, like something's letting go. So that means you are making progress with those quads. Okay, let's come over back onto hands and knees. Yes, so Marlene, where you want to feel it more is not where your knees are as much, but that's, you know, is, let's see if we can get it up there. Yeah. So let's start off first on our hands and knees. This is working with the hands again, those wrists, knees, tucking the toes under, Okay, so from here, we're going to pop up. And then we're going to come back down. So when you pop up, lifting the pelvis, okay, you really get on those metal tarsals, and then I want you to pedal the heels. So you're going to lower one heel and lower the other. Big stretch in the calf. We're going to see if this makes a difference. Butt in the air, all the weight on the hands, heads hanging down. It's like downward dog in yoga. Now can you try to bend both knees and then lower both heels? Both knees bend, lower both heels. And let's come back onto our hands and knees. And let the top of the feet flatten. Curl the toes under, both feet tucked under. And from here, let's come all the way up so that you're erect over your knees. Both feet are tucked under. Okay, and we're going to reach back, touch the right, add a little weight, come forward, and the same on the left. Now is this getting easier? Isn't this easier? Isn't it pretty wild? Like, this was like sore in the beginning. It's like, oh, no big deal right now. Okay, so now we can work towards doing both hands pretty close together, but right in here, for both of you, again, really push to stretch there and bring both hands back. And then once you're here, push even more. So if you watch me, don't collapse here. Push those thighs, push those hips, push, push, push forward. And come back up. We'll do it again. You okay, Corinne? Knees? Right, so if you feel it in your back, it's again an indication things are tight here. I know. Okay, so once you're here, just hold on. Even if you want to not hold, just put your fingers. But this really pushing, driving the hips forward. So you come really far forward on the knee. Come back up. Okay, flatten the feet. Hands back down, and we're going to stretch out that back for a moment. You're going to lower your butt back, slide the arms forward like child's pose. So if your back got really shortened, that's okay. This is going to help lengthen it out until those hips open more. Yep.
I tried that at home the other day. It's like, what? No.
Okay, let's roll onto your backs and rest.